This is a homemade broadcast radio production.
What's up, dude? This is your old pal, Mike from St. Pete. Just calling about this week's topic. I'm 40 years old, and I've lost a really good friend who actually, oddly enough, I did a podcast with back in, like, 2012. We just had a falling out, and I feel like he tried to really screw me over with something. And you know what? I think people just turn into assholes when they get older. But it sucks, man. We had, like, 100 episodes and shit. I think we were, like, one of Tampa's only podcasts at the time. It's, like, 2012. Then I had a dude that I was friends with in high school, and I was in his wedding in 2006, and then he moved away to Texas. And, you know, him and I weren't the closest, but we kind of just, you know, didn't really talk anymore. And then, like, I noticed that his wife, they had, like, a joint Facebook. It was, like, them together, one of those Facebooks. And I noticed that she unfriended me. And I'm like, what the hell? Like, I never even, like, you know, I don't talk to his wife or anything. And she was pretty much the only one on there trying to, like, sell me supplements and shit, or sell everybody supplements, like, one of those. But, like, yeah, I thought that was weird, too. So I didn't really totally write that dude off, but we haven't really spoken in, like, years. And then there was another friend who was a friend of that guy whose sister recently died, and he pissed me off because I was supposed to meet up with him at a Bucks training practice, and then basically when I got there, he wasn't answering his phone, and then it started, like, thundering out, and people were running, so they canceled the practice, and he drove, like, from an hour away, and I was like, well, I haven't seen him in, you know, 5 years, let me go, like, get breakfast with him. He didn't answer his phone, and I drove from St. Pete to Tampa, and then I had to drive back in that thunderstorm. That really pissed me off, but then, like, so I didn't speak to him for a couple more years, and then his sister died, so then I went to their memorial, and I saw him, and, you know, I just kind of squashed all that. So him and I are cool, but it's still weird. So I don't know, dude, like, people, when they get older, some people turn into assholes, and I don't know, dude. I think that's just how it goes.
I don't know if it's so much an age thing or just people are assholes anyways. I don't know. It's weird how you can have these people in your lives that you're so close to that you consider family, and then just boom, out of the blue, they're not only in your life, they're not in your life anymore, but they're strangers. How quickly people can become strangers. It's really just an odd part of life that I guess we all have to deal with. I don't know, man. I mean, I've been really on a cut people off mood lately. If we're not friends, then let's not be friends, right? Let's not try to fake it and try to act like that we're really buddies when we're clearly not, and it's all just for show. And then it's like other people, like, so there's even, like, women on the apps or whatever that I ended up being friendly with. You know, we're not dating anymore, but we still follow each other on Instagram and Snapchat and stuff. And then I'm going, for what? Why? I'm not gaining anything out of this relationship. It's not even a relationship. It's just a false, you know, kind of keeping tabs. I think it's like an ego thing. They would do it to me. I would do it to them. Just want to see what you're up to. But we're not friends. I didn't know these people long enough to be friends with them. So, like, goodbye. You got to go. And it's made my life easier. It's made my life less stressful. The less people are kind of in your life, the easier it is to navigate. So, I don't know. And then it's like other people that I kind of know and I'm friendly with. But then they're just pieces of crap. You know, I hate to say it like that. But, you know, just cutting people off who I had lunch with a friend of mine last week, and there's this dude that we both know, and he was asking her what he did to get me mad. I don't hate the dude. I think you're kind of a dick, and I don't want dicks in my life. And he's one of these people who feign compassion for other individuals, but really revel in people's misfortune and misery when it's somebody he doesn't like. Yeah, I don't like that, especially when they're ill. I mean, it's not necessarily these people's faults, but I don't know. I just don't want to be. I don't want to be a part of it. I don't hate the guy. I'm not gonna, you know. But I don't want. I don't have to fake to be nice, either. So that way you know where you stand with everybody. You can move on. And yeah, I don't know. It makes life less complicated. Less people you have in it. You got your friends. You know, the ones that are ride or dies. And, you know, potentially down the line, those people might become strangers, too. And it's unfortunate, but that's the way it is, man. Thanks for calling in, Mike. Appreciate the call, dude. Yeah, screw those people, and be well. Goodbye.